If you think about the fact that narcissists have such an inflated sense of self, that grandiosity issue, the deep need for admiration, not to mention the need for narcissistic supply, and almost sort of feeding on people to get it, not literally, of course, but their energy. The fact that they generally almost always have troubled relationships, even though they blame the other person instead of themselves. And the fact that they're not aware that their relationships run in cycles. And most of all, that they lack empathy or the ability to care about how anyone feels, and that they act and live from that perspective, they're not so fun to live with. The worst part is that underneath it all, they're very fragile people and who might actually lack self-esteem. Now, some studies show that not all narcissists are that way. Some narcissists really are that sure of themselves, but many are just kind of showing off, so they seem to be more in control of themselves than they really are. Of course, with a narcissist, you as a primary source of supply or a secondary source even, a spouse, a partner, a child, that kind of stuff, brother, sister, you end up being criticized all the time. You end up getting blamed for their problems, their emotions, even when they're not directly connected to you at all. You learn quickly that your feelings don't matter, your thoughts don't matter, your ideas are not considered legitimate or good enough. You feel like no matter what you do, it's never going to be enough for this person. And you learn very quickly that no matter what actually happens, the narcissist can and will rewrite it to make themselves look the best or look like the victim or look like, you know, the winner, regardless. But ultimately, whatever happens will be sort of retold to fit whatever the narcissist's narrative is. So if that is rewriting history, well, that's what they'll do. One way that they love to keep you off balance is what I call narcissistic limbo. They put you in this place where you just don't know what's going to happen next. Here's an example. So when I was married to my ex-husband, I would say, hey, there's this big family event we're supposed to go to, or hey, there's this party I'd like to go to, and you know, we're invited, can we go? And so I would ask, are you in? And my ex would say, I don't know, maybe, we'll see. I'd say, okay. And then I'd ask again, hey, this thing's coming up, can we go? I don't know, we'll see. And this would go on until sometimes the day of the event or the moments before the event. I'd be trying, okay, should I be getting dressed here? I'm not sure if we're going, but you're not sure we're not going. Well, we might go. It goes on and on like this. The thing is, it's narcissistic limbo. This is an example. Let me explain a little more. So narcissistic limbo is when the narcissist is asked a question or asked to commit to something, and they refuse to give you an answer until the very, very last minute, whether it's a question or an invitation or whatever. So it makes you feel like you're just kind of stuck. And if you are anything like I was in my toxic relationships, you probably won't go if that person doesn't go with you. Now, not everyone is like that, but for me, it was, you know, if I went without that person, then I'd have to deal with everybody asking, where's that person? Or if I went without that person, I'd come back home and I'd be in trouble later, even if I went ahead and put up with everybody asking where the person was. But then I'd be in trouble for going without them, you see? So it's like a lose-lose situation. I mean, it's no secret. We know that the narcissist needs to feel like they're the center of the world in every single situation, right? But this one tactic, the narcissistic limbo thing, is one of those things that a lot of us go through, but nobody really talks about. So whether they're doing it subconsciously or not, they are refusing to commit to your requests or answer your questions or give you any information at all. They're withholding information. And of course, for me, it was very frustrating when it was about my schedule. Like, okay, so I'm trying to plan this thing. I'm trying to figure this thing out. Are we going? Do we need to put gas in the car? Do we need to buy the, you know, the dish for the potluck? Or do we need to, you know, whatever it was. There were details that mattered. I wouldn't know if I could deal with the details and make the dinner or whatever if the person wouldn't give me the answer. It was very frustrating. Does any of that ring true for you? Have you experienced that type of manipulation? It seemed to me like the more desperately I felt like I wanted that answer, the more committed this person was to holding it from me. It made me feel on edge, like I was up in the air, which of course eventually would lead to just horrible stress and anxiety and depression. And it would literally change me each time, sort of take a little bit away from me each time, emotionally, mentally. I then got to the point where I just stopped making plans completely. No question. I just gave up. Because I knew that if the narcissist didn't want to do it, or, you know, if they played the limbo game on me and I was waiting and waiting and waiting, people were getting mad at me in my life. People were feeling frustrated with me for never committing on time or never RSVPing because I didn't ever know until the last minute, but I couldn't tell them that. because they couldn't know that I was dealing with a toxic marriage, because that made me feel like a failure. You know, it's like this horrible snowball effect that happens. It was all part of the narcissist's mind game for me. I know a lot of people are going to say, how is that manipulation? I mean, they just didn't know for sure if they wanted to go, or they didn't want to share the answer to that question. How can you say that's manipulation? Well, let's talk about that. So when the narcissist refuses to answer or commit to something, such as an event or an occasion, it, like I said, leaves you in limbo, leaves you not knowing what to do. It's exhausting. Like I said, you stop making plans, you start changing the way you deal with people, sometimes you stop dealing with people altogether, and you end up learning that in order to like make things as smooth as possible, you must allow the narcissist to be the one in control of everything. That in itself is exhausting. But you learn that if you let them make the plans, they might actually follow through with them. But if you make the plans, they're inevitably going to sabotage them. And if they do show up, they're going to make your time miserable anyway. So what's the point? They don't admit they're the problem. They'll just leave you hanging out there to dry, you know, on your own. They don't back you up when you have to call and cancel. They don't even try to help you feel better about it. They just leave you hanging in limbo. You will find yourself feeling humiliated one too many times, and that's when you just give up. You will reduce or eliminate contact with people in your life, especially those people who end up supporting you against the narcissist, because even though they mean well, they cause trouble in your relationship. You're tired of smoothing things over with everybody that the narcissist offends. You might find yourself dissociating at this point and just kind of fogging out, you know, kind of going into a fog or a numbness state, and just kind of floating through life just to survive. You'll feel guilty, alone, depressed, and you feel like there's no one you can tell about this stuff. That's because the narcissist has made you feel so isolated. And often they have not directly isolated you. They have just been so horrible to you that you've self-isolated. They have manipulated you into pushing everyone away from you in order to keep them happy. So how do you deal with this? Well, there are just a few things you can do. First of all, if you are in a situation where you're still in the relationship and you can't get out right now for some reason, you're going to ask yourself a couple questions. Ask yourself, number one, what happens if I make the plans and I go ahead and go regardless of their participation? If they get angry and they act crazy and they cause fear for you and fear for your physical safety, that's a big problem. If they just kind of mope and groan and, oh, poor me, or they get, you know, a little snappy with you or whatever, you know, decide, is that something I can put up with in order to go and have this fun with this person? And then if you give them sort of the gray rock treatment during that, they might get bored of being mean to you and try something else. And if you don't know about the gray rock, I'm going to leave you a link right here. This link is going to show you exactly what you need to know to use gray rock and why it works. So decide, can you just go anyway, or does this person make it so miserable for you that you just can't, you just give up? And if you're not going to use one of those two options, then your third option is simply, and I know you don't want to hear this, but simply to suck it up and let yourself be controlled. So you can go away, you can fight about it, or you can let yourself be controlled. It's not the answer anyone wants to hear, and it's not the answer I hope you choose, but it is one of your options. Now, if you're going to stick with the narcissist, you have to be aware of their limitations. This is really important. Keeping you in limbo is just one way the narcissist controls you here. So maybe the way that you approach this in the future is to say, hey, narcissist, or whatever their name is, I am going to do this event, or I'm going to be, you know, attending this family reunion or that show or whatever, and you're welcome to join me if you like. But here's the thing, if the narcissist says, okay, whatever, I'm not going, you have to go anyway, because you need to show them that you're independent and capable of doing it on your own. You understand what I mean? By going, you're also going to really cement your own social independence, or at least the beginning of it, and that can be really powerful for someone who's working on surviving and then thriving and then evolving. So just a quick recap on your options here. Number one, leave and go no contact or low contact if you're co-parenting or sharing business with this person for some reason. Number two, stand up for yourself and stick it out. This is not an ideal situation, but in some cases, you might stay in the relationship and you might just choose to maintain and enforce your personal boundaries. This is not going to make the narcissist like you very much. It's going to be a high-stress situation, and I don't recommend it. It takes an incredibly strong person and a narcissist who is maybe more on the mild end of the spectrum for this to ever work. Like I said, try the gray rock method here. And number three, shut up and take it. Because if you're not willing to make any changes and you're willing to let the narcissist psychologically control you and manipulate you, well, then you just have to accept that you're making a choice to be in this situation. And I really hope you don't make that choice. You deserve better than that. You're worth more than that. And the narcissist doesn't deserve you. I know that's hard to put your head around sometimes, but you have to understand you're not the problem here. If you can watch this video and identify with what I'm talking about and you can see this in your own life, you're not the problem here, my friend. The person who is treating you this way is the problem. What it all comes down to, and this is very difficult, what it all comes down to is, do you choose the narcissist or do you choose yourself? Because that's what it is. You have to choose their happiness or yours. And my friend, I really hope you choose your own happiness over any toxic person's happiness. This brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, have you experienced narcissistic limbo? And if so, how did you respond to it? Or how will you respond from watching this video? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here, and while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.